Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting
gesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
I am super pumped in this session to talk to you about something that I know is really vitally important to your success this year, my friends. Listen to this. You must now turn your attention over these next 30 days to setting yourself up to win this year. Sometimes you're overwhelmed. Sometimes there's a lack of clarity. Sometimes you're like, which one? Or I can't find this passion, or I don't know which thing to do, or someone doesn't understand me, or I'm wiped out already. How can I 10X my business, Brendan? So today we're going to talk about your health and your productivity habits. And I know that some of this is going to be common sense, but it's not common practice. And that's why you're struggling. And some of this you might have heard before, but you're like at a different stage of your life right now that it's time to really implement. I know many of you, it's a challenge to have so much passion in your heart to make a difference, to help people, to be a leader, to be a high performer, and balance it all and manage the expectations, manage that internal struggle and stress that you feel sometimes. You know, deal with all the people that you have to deal with and making your difference. And I don't pretend that it's easy. And so that's why I always start by celebrating you guys. You know, I call you guys Team HPX, because HPX stands for the High Performance Experience. I hope you all know that by now. So what I'm gonna attempt to do today is teach you these 10 strategies or habits. And I'm gonna take them from two perspectives. I'm gonna give you one piece of advice, but I'm gonna discuss your health and your productivity. And the reason I chose to do that this month is because I think too many people separate these two things. And, you know, they're not taking into account their physiology and how they're really setting themselves up energetically by using their physical body. And they don't understand that your productivity is completely tied to how you feel. I mean, isn't it true so many days, like, you're like, well, if I had a little more energy, a little more motivation, or just a little vibrancy, right? More mental clarity, physical pop, then I would do more things. But sometimes your productivity is really struggling because you zone out in the afternoon, right? Sometimes you get more distracted, and distraction was really triggered by fatigue, because that's what happens. Sometimes your brain is overloaded, you're tired, so what do you turn to? The easiest possible movement. Right? That's what happens. Like, you don't understand, sometimes distraction was actually cued by the trigger of fatigue. Fatigue happened, brain said naturally, I don't want to do anything. So brain said, what's the easiest thing to do? Consume versus create. And so I know many of you are very serious about your health, as I am, or that you are in that stage of your life where you're like really taking it seriously. And that's why I wanted to bundle it to you together today, because as a high performance coach, I am always talking about that connection between physiology and productivity. They're just critical elements to how we feel and how we perform. Obviously, we're taking on two big topics, health and productivity. So please be thinking about that as you bust out your journal. You might bust out your piece of paper, write down two columns, health, productivity, and whatever I share with you today is going to cue some thoughts. You have within you so many answers about what you should be doing. You know, if you're honest, you already know many of the things you should stop doing, and you know many of the things you should start doing. The value of coaching, it's like an accountability check. You know, it's kind of like a reorientation. It's kind of like a, like, get some fire in that belly again to go out and do you, to go out and win, to go out and crush it, to go out and achieve and give and serve at your full potential. People join high performance coaching because they recognize there is another level. There is that next level of vibrancy, the next level of connection, that next level of meaning, joy, fulfillment, service to the world. So what I'm always asking high performers is to think about who needs you on your A game right now. Like, even before I reveal the strategy, why does it matter that you get your health in order right now? Why does it matter that you get more productive or more effective or more strategic in accomplishing your goals and your dreams over the next 6 months? Because, as you know, one element that makes what we do really special in high-performance coaching like this is I'm always going to ask you to rate yourself and cajole you to measure yourself. And so let's take a quick snapshot. If you think about your health right now, like literally today, on a scale of 1 to 10, how optimized and vibrant is your health? Like, 1 is you're dead. Okay, so you're probably not a 1. Okay, 1, dead. Okay, 3, you're hungover. Okay, 3, you're hungover. That's where you're at. But maybe like 6 or 7, you're feeling good. 8, 9, you're feeling strong. 10, you're like, Brendan, I am optimized. I feel full, vibrant, fully charged. Where are you? What's your number? 1 to 10. Think about that for a minute. Now, why is it that number? Like, why are you there? If you're like, Brendan, I'm a 5, why are you at a 5? You know, is there a health issue going on? And if there is, what led to that? What led to how you feel today? I think what has helped me is that there's this continual awareness and measurement that I'm giving myself literally for years now of, like, where am I? Like, in terms of my vibrancy, my presence, my energy right now on a scale of 1 to 10. I ask that question all the time. It's one of my line triggers that you guys have heard me teach before. My trigger is whenever I step into line, like if I step into line at Starbucks, I step into line at, you know, the store, I step into line, you know, waiting to get on the bus, I always say, okay, what level am I right now? In terms of my physical vibrancy and energy. And if I'm a 3, or a 6, or an 8, I still ask, why? What has led to this? Okay, and what could I do to improve it? Health is everything. So please, let's be honest. Where are you at? Scale of 1 to 10 on health. And also ask, even before I teach mine, what could you do that you already know you could do to optimize your health, to get where you feel better, to take better care of yourself? Do you need to sleep better, eat better, work out more, you know, be more peaceful, do some meditation, take a walk, you know, try some vitamin D on your body, get away from the blue screen and get out in some sunlight. What do you need to do? You probably know. Okay. So now let's move to productivity. If we thought about your productivity right now, let's say in the realm of the last 3 weeks. Let's be honest, the last 3 weeks, have you been on your A game in moving your life, your business forward? Or have you been kind of like distracted, sometimes going at it, sometimes not, inconsistent, unsure? And has your uncertainty paralyzed you? Has your uncertainty about what to do stopped progress? Because it's okay if you don't know every step that you're supposed to do. It's not okay if you stop every time you feel that, right? There's a ton of things in my life I don't know what to do, and I'm still bumbling into them, kind of dumb, but optimistic,
You know, I'm at least a dumb enthusiastic person. You know, I'm like bumbling into what's next, always. Never stopping, bumbling into what's next. And that's what keeps me so productive. People are like, how are you so productive? It's not that I'm super smart. It's that I just bumble in and I just keep it moving forward. I just keep cranking. I just keep going, even though sometimes it's a hot mess or I don't know how it's going to turn out. That's just life, guys. So be honest with yourself, though, on a scale of 1 to 10. 1, you are completely distracted, unaware, getting nothing done, loss of effectiveness, totality, right? Or were you a 10? You were on your A game. You feel like, wow, I was setting up the blocks, Brendan, knocking those things down, and here we go. Where do you feel like you were in these last 3 weeks? And then please do the assessment for yourself. Why was that the level of productivity you had? And what could you do to improve? Okay, this is my hope for us in this community. Guys, I'm always gonna be asking you to do stuff like this. It's like, hey, whatever topic we ever take on, let's measure ourselves, let's be honest. Scoring yourself on a regular basis is incredibly powerful to personal development. You gotta take a topic and score yourself on 1 to 10. How's my sleep been lately? 1 to 10. How have I been kind enough to my spouse? 1 to 10. Have I been a good mom? 1 to 10. Have I been good in business? 1 to 10. It's a regular assessment of self that generates self-awareness. The numerics, 1 to 10, kind of helps us give a bit of gauge versus just how do I feel about it? It's like, well, no, this is where I'm at. And then you can go, why am I there and what could I do better? Let's go. Now, realign now for your 3-year plan. What do you mean by that? What I would love for you to do is, you know, sometimes when you talk about people's health, they're so focused on right now. They're dealing with that health issue. When you talk about productivity, they're focused on, geez, I've got all these things I'm juggling, Brendan, which one? And what I'd love for you to do is remember, high performance also comes from the element of strategic thinking and future casting yourself, like thinking out into the future. So what I'd love you to do is go, okay, in 3 years from today, like 3 years. So I would love for you to think about, how do you want to look and feel physically? What do you want to feel like in terms of your physiology, but your overall health? Where would you love to be with your overall health in 3 years? But also productivity. What would you love to have done? Like in your notes right now, what would you love to have accomplished, achieved, built, scaled, served in the next 3 years? Meaning realigning right now is, I bet, and you can test me on this one, but if I know you guys, and I know how high performers and achievers and people dedicated to personal development are, is it true that throughout this year so far, you've picked up a few obligations that really shouldn't be on your plate? If you're thinking about where you want to be in 3 years, what happens is when we're short-term focused, we fail to set boundaries. When we're short-term focused, oh, sure, I'll help you with that. Oh, yeah. People pleasers? Any people pleasers out there? You're like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. I'll do it. And all of a sudden, you are loaded up with everybody else's obligations. You are loaded up with everybody else's needs and desires and their dreams. And all of a sudden you realize you are carrying the weight of the world and not doing your world. You're carrying the weight of everybody else's obligations and needs, and you're not even living your life. And what I think is valuable at this time of the year is to completely realign to a future vision of what you want your life to be. Right now. And when I say realign, I mean literally know what you need to stop, release, get rid of, and know what you need to start. But we can't talk about high performance without talking about the future. And so we must put you, future cast you, 3 years from now minimum. Some of you, if you've already done that activity, go 5 years, go a decade. Where do you want to be? And what must you release right now? Because when you release it now, two beautiful things happen. One, releasing that which you should not be carrying
is profoundly powerful for your mental health. That's one of our topics today, isn't it? When you release that which you should no longer be carrying, when you let it go, when you give it back, when you say no, and all of a sudden you get back lighter on your feet because you let go of those emotions, or you let go of those obligations, or you let go of those activities that you shouldn't be doing because they add no real value or bring you no real joy, all of a sudden you're lighter on your feet. And when you're lighter on your feet, man, your brain loves you. Your brain is like, oh, thank you for saying no finally, dummy, because I've been stressed out of my mind over here. Because see, health isn't just physiology. Health is psychology. Isn't it true? I mean, think about how much stuff you carry along for other people. So let me ask that question again. Isn't it true that you have kind of carried on, took on, gobbled up some things that you don't need to have in your life right now because they are not relevant to your alignment, to your 3-year, 5-year, decade self? I'll give you guys an example. Like, you know, when we, Denise and I, moved down to Puerto Rico, and many of you guys know, if you didn't know that whole story, I'm filming in one of our company's studios in Portland, Oregon right now, and which I love this place. But it was like, why did he move to Puerto Rico? And I was kind of like, it's kind of a great realignment for us, me and Denise. And I'll give you an example. There's lots of talk out on the internet, by the way, of why did Brendan move to Puerto Rico? Did he, you know, fall in love down there, build a shack or something? Like, what's going on with this kid? The reason I moved it is if you knew me in college, if you ever knew me in college, if you walked into my dorm room in college, there's a big old wall. And on that wall was all these pictures and photos of the Caribbean. All these pictures and photos of the time that I got blessed to go down there and have a job. It's also, if many of you guys know my origin story, it's where I had my car accident. My car accident was in the Dominican Republic. But on that very trip, I fell in love with the Caribbean. And so literally through the most formative years of my life, which for me were after the car accident, was throughout college, my vision boards and everything around me and all the little magazines I had were all Caribbean. You know, they were like pictures of boats and pictures of the sea and pictures of the palm trees and the beaches. And I was like, someday I'll have a home there. And now I'm gonna tell you the truth. And the thing that like kind of surprised me when I got down there, I don't know why I didn't get down there earlier. I think what happened was, you know, at the end of college, I was like, well, gotta get a job. You know, gotta go do what people do when they're professionals. I went and got a good corporate job, worked for Accenture in San Francisco for many years. Great job, amazing job. Taught me management, taught me leadership, taught me how to teach. Then I wanted to write my book. And I didn't think of where would I love to write my book and where am I heading? I just wanted to write a book. So I was myopic. Project, listen to this, my friends. Project focused versus future lifestyle focused. Project focused versus future lifestyle focused. So it's like, oh, I better write a book. Don't matter where I'm gonna write a book. I'll write a book in San Francisco. Nah, no problem. I'll write a book on the road, in a hotel, or whatever else like that. Then move to Portland, because Denise and I really love the Pacific Northwest. She opened a bar method exercise studio. I started scaling everything. You know, shot 20 plus online courses. Been doing these things for how many years now? I don't even know. Just a massive growth phase. But we were here, and Denise had the bar method, and I had our studio, and things were really great. But somehow I took my mind off that big dream one day I'll be in the Caribbean. Isn't that funny? Even me, the personal development guy. And why do I tell you this? Because I know how your projects can make you myopic. I know how the day can gobble up obligations. I know how you can build something because that's where you are and you just handled problems and you built where you are, but you didn't think, where do you want to be? So this is the time to realign. Who do you want in your life? Where do you want to be? What do you really want to do? How do you really want to serve? What's truly the next level for you? What's it really look like in a decade if you could architect the dream?
So now let's move on to number two. You must create infrastructure. You've got to create the infrastructure to set you up for productivity and for health. What do I mean by that? Create infrastructure. Often people ask questions about how do I scale the business, but they haven't even started the business. You know what I mean? And so what you have to do is create the infrastructure to win. Does that mean office, team? That might be it. But also think about just your health and your vitality. What does infrastructure mean there? Well, infrastructure there means maybe that for me, I'll give you an example for me. Maybe you guys saw on Instagram recently, I was kind of showing like my gym that I have. And, you know, I've always been somebody who's like, I know I need a home gym, because when I am home, what ends up happening is, you know, if I go to the gym and people recognize me, it becomes like a 20 minute, 30 minute, 40 minute conversation. If I've ever seen you guys on the road, no problem about that. But, you know, and it's hard to have a long dialogue and discussion in the gym, but it happens for me all the time. So it's like, I need to create the infrastructure that ensures that I actually get my workout in. I'm more likely to do it if I have gym equipment in my house or really near my house. So I set that infrastructure up. What else do I do? You got to set the infrastructure for your health. So I've got like the dumb-proof way. I wake up, there's my gym clothes. That's the infrastructure for the day. Meaning you've got to set up every moving piece you can to ensure your performance can be as high as it potentially could be, right? The infrastructure for you to succeed. Because here's what you cannot rely on. Just your own personal discipline. How many of you here, Team HPX, there's been times where you're like, I wish I was more disciplined. You know, it's not really happening for me. You're counting on your own feeling, motivation, drive, discipline to be there 24/7. The truth is it's not always there. The truth is sometimes you lose it. So the infrastructure must be in place to make you work. So as an example, infrastructure can be scheduled calls for you. Infrastructure can be, you know, block time set up the same time every single day. Infrastructure can be an accountability partner or a certified high performance coach. Infrastructure can be, you know, having the systems and tools that you need to win. I don't know what it is for you, but as I always say, you need to know what it is for you. What would the ideal environment, infrastructure, team, or systems be that ensure that you can actually realign to where you're going? What would that look like? You know, what would it look like? I'll give you an example. This I keep talking about our experience in Puerto Rico, but it's also just because I happen to be back in one of our studios in Portland. And I was like thinking about my productivity over the last 6 months there. And it has not been what I wanted to be. Why? I didn't even have the basic tools, gears, and things that I needed to succeed down there. And I should have got them earlier. What I did is I didn't set up my infrastructure to win. So I went down to Puerto Rico and I just started building the things like the studio, the podcast, the gear necessary to succeed and win. That was a mistake. That was a friggin' mistake. I should have, even before we moved, I should have put a huge crate together and literally shipped down the perfect setup mobile studio for me. It should have been handled. I didn't do that. I didn't set up the infrastructure. Because I didn't set up the infrastructure, I kind of like moved my way through for several months and it was not as productive as it could have been. Does that make sense? So what does that mean for you? What infrastructure are you lacking? Sometimes I tell people, especially in the health category, it's like, make sure you get yourself like an accountability partner, someone who you are going to work out with, be with, because that person is the infrastructure to guarantee. When they show up knocking on your door, that is the infrastructure for you to keep your health promises to yourself, because here's this person, they're counting on you, here we go, we're going to work out. That's infrastructure. I hope that makes sense. I know that I'm using that term broadly, but you need to question whether or not you set yourself up for success.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight. Because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.